ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilui Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We're learning Maseches Harayos, Daf Ches. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the end of Daf Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein chayav en el al helam dove im shigin es maisa. The Mishnah is talking about the par helam dove shel tzibur. The par helam dove shel tzibur has to be helam dove. It has to be that the Bezdin made a mistake. They forgot. They didn't know the halacha. They paskin wrong. Together with Shigas Maisit, the Shigas Maisit came as a result of the Helam Dover, Rav Tzibur did the Aveira because of the Helam Dover of the Bezdin. The Chayna Mashiach, and also a Kayim Mashiach, the Parakayim Mashiach also doesn't come from a regular Shigas Maisit, like we spoke in the previous year. If a Kayim Gadol is in Schal for Chayla Vashuman, he does not bring a carbon. The only case of a Kayim Mashiach bringing a carbon is a Parakayim Mashiach, is if he paskin wrong, and that's Helam Dover, Im Shigas Maisa. And then the Mishnah goes on, V'loi Ba'avedis Kechavim, Ein Chayav and El Helam Dover, Shigas Maisa. Now when you're talking about a Sor, Sirei Avedis Kechavim, the Par and the Sor, which the Tzibur brings by a mistake by Avedis Kechavim, the Bezim Paskin that a certain form of Avedis Kechavim is Mutter, and the Rav Tzibur did it, so they bring a Par La'il Asir L'chatas, also only comes with the Helam Dover and Shigas Maisa. The Gemara has a drasha for all these things, and you learn to see Re'avaydus Kechavim, and the Kayim Mashiach is La'ash Mas'an Mashiach Ketzibur. Now the Gemara discusses, what's the din, a Kayim Mashiach, with a Chet of Avaydus Zar? By Kolater Kula Be'ula of the Krisis, whether Sarayis Chel of Dam, Chel Shabbos Ukadayma. So we have a Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. If the Bezim Paskin is wrong, and the Tzirev Tzibur does Al PM, they bring a Par. A Kayim Mashiach also is only Chayiv and Helam Dover Mshigas Maisa. He has to Paskin wrong, and then do Al Pidab Sak. If a Kayim Mashiach is Chayta with just Shigas Maisa's Pater. And we have everyone else, and they just bring a Kisva Usi'ira, and they don't need Helam Dover. By Avodah Zarah, by the Bezdin, the chiluk is that by Kol Torah Kula Helam Dover Mshigas Maisa they bring a par. By Avodah Zarah, that's the parish in Shlach. When you have the Helam Dover Mshigas Maisa by Avodah Zarah, they bring a par La'il and Sir Lachatas. A Kayim Mashiach by Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is Mavur. The Gemara learns that from the Psukim. Like the Brisa says, "V'shavim b'siri shabiyachid min olam damakram nefesh achas echad yachid echad nasi echad mashiach kulam b'chal nefesh achas hein." By nasi also, by a melech, you have a different chatas, you have a sori lechatas, but by avodah zarah they all are the same, and there's a slight difference between avodah zarah and other averis b'nigeya yachid. That by other averis you have a choice to bring a kisva or a seira, and by avodah zarah you just bring a seira. But there's no bezunder carbon for a Kayim Mashiach. He also brings a Se'ira. The question is, do we have the requirement by Avodah Zarah that a Kayim Mashiach would only bring the carbon with Helam Davim Shigas Maisa? There we have the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. And where it brings the Raisa? Rebbe says that just like there's no special carbon for the Kayim Mashiach, for Avodah Zarah, also there's no special requirement that we need of Helam Dover and Shigas Maisa. Makalat Harakula, the two chalukim, the Kayim Mashiach and the Yechidim. First of all, a Yachid brings a Kisra Se'ira, and a Kayim Mashiach means a par that's a Chatas HaPnimi. And the second chaluk is that everyone else, by Makalat Harakula, brings a Kayim Mashigas Maisa, and a Kayim Mashiach needs Helam Dover and Shigas Maisa. And the question is, what about by Avodah Zarah? By Avodah Zarah, we don't have any chiluk in the etzem carbon. They both bring a se'ira. Both Yachid and a Kayim Mashiach, if they make a chet of Avodah Zarah, they bring a se'ira. But what about the other difference that we have by Kol HaTorah Kula? That a Kayim Mashiach only brings a carbon with Helam Dov and Shigas Maisa, and everyone else brings a carbon with Shigas Maisa itself. So then we have a Machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim. The Mari brings the Braisa, Mashiach Vayischam, Rebbe and Mashigas Maisa, they both are masking, he just brings a se'ira like every yachid. But the question is, does he need Helam Dovim Shigas Maisa, or Shigas Maisa alone good enough? So So Agamara first wanted him in Medayik that our Mishnah goes like Rebbe, because the Mishnah didn't say this chilek. The Mishnah first said that by a regular carbon, ein chayav and al helam davim shigas maisa, bezdin's only chayav when you have helam davim shigas maisa. And in that it says v'chein Mashiach. So you see that a Mashiach by kalater kula needs helam davim shigas maisa. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, that a bezdin by a vedis kechavim is only helam davim shigas maisa. And the Mishnah didn't mention that who adin a kayim Mashiach by vedis kechavim needs helam davim shigas maisa. It sounds like nafka by kol terikula. Then we say that bezdin needs helam davim shigas maisa, and Mashiach also needs helam davim shigas maisa. Mashein kain by a vedis kechavim. There we say bezdin needs helam davim shigas maisa. We don't mention that Kayim Mashiach means Helam Davim Shigas Maisa. This just sounds like it's Rambi that holds that Shigas Maisa alone is good enough. So the Gemara says it's not a Diuk. Because look at the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Nafchesim and Aleph, says, Ein Bezach Yavim et Shiri B'davish is Dayne Karz Shigas Echat, is Uchayne Mashiach. That by Kol HaTere Kula, Bezin's only Chayav Par Helam Davish El Tzibur, if they have Veira, that they paskin wrong and that everyone did Alpiyam was something which is Dayne Karz Shigas Echat, like Arayas, like Chayla, like Dam, like Chil Shabbos, or whatever it is. And V'cheinah Mashiach, Kayin God will do it that way. And then it says, V'loi ba'veis chavim at she'ayiru al davish ezayin akar shigas chattas, that by a par, by a sar of avedis kechavim, siri avedis kechavim, the par and the sar, also you need a type of avedis zara, which this particular avedah is a davish ezayin akar shigas chattas. And it didn't mention that who did a kain gadol by avodah zarah needs a davish zayin akar shigas chattas, and that is no machlokes. Everyone agrees that there's no such thing as a carbon chattas by avodah zarah unless it's davish zayin akar shigas chattas. So Elamai, the mission didn't mention explicitly, but who didn't? So who didn't hear the guy be the din of helam davim shigas maisa? The mission didn't mention specifically that a Kayim Mashiach by Avodah Zarah also needs Helam Davim Shigas Maisa, but in a Chanami, it doesn't mean Lafuke that. That's the Gemara Shakel of Atarya. So there's a discussion in the Achreinim. We have like this. We have the din that you need Zdayne Karis Shigas Echatas. That would apply, according to everyone, Sai Rebbe, Sai Rabbanon, by a Kayim Mashiach by Avodah Zarah as well. That's Pashat. And we have this Mishnah, whether you need Helam Davim Shigas Maisa, where there the Tzibur and the Kayin Gadol is only Chayav Echatas B'chol HaTere Kulu with Helam Davim Shigas Maisa, and the Tzibur needs Helam Davim Shigas Maisa even by Avodah Zarah, and we have a Machlokes Rebbe Narbanan, what's the din Legabe Kayin Gadol by Avodah Zarah? That Rebbe holds the Kayin Gadol by Avodah Zarah does not need Helam Davim Shigas Maisa, and the Chamol you do. Now what about the previous Mishnah of Zayin Amin Aleph? There it says, Ein bezna chiyavim at sheyayu levatel mixas ulekayim mixas. There it says a din. When bezin says that want to be oiker an entire aveira from the Torah, they want to say there is no chaylev in the Torah, there is no dam in the Torah, there is no need in the Torah, they make such a psak, they're not chayev. They have to say there is chaylev, but this particular chaylev is aser, and this particular chaylev is mutter, and they make a mistake, which one? They say on a particular chayla, but this one is not usr, and it really is. There is neither b'tayra, but they say this particular bee is mutter, when it's really not. There was arichos in the, early in Navdalan about this concept, that it has to be levatal mixes to l'kayim mixes. So there, it says that ein bezna chayav matshiyar levatal mixes to l'kayim mixes, v'chayna Mashiach. L'kayim Mashiach also, if he paskins for himself that there's no such thing as chaylev, there's no such thing as dam, there's no such thing as need, there's no such thing as Shabbos, he's not chayev. He has to be mevata mixa mekayim mixas. And then it says, v'loy b'vaydis kechavim, at sheyar levata mixa mekayim mixas, going back on Tzibur, that there's another requirement by v'vaydis zara also, they don't bring the sirei v'vaydis zara unless they make a psak levata mixas to mekayim mixas. What does Rebbe hold Legabe, by Avodah Zarah, if the Kohen Gadol made a psak that there is no Avodah Zarah, he made a psak or there's no one total form of Avodah Zarah doesn't exist, whatever is called a Kiris HaKoyel, Is he chayev a carbon? Does Rebbe hold that legabe avodah zarah, the kohen gadol is exactly like a yachid? There's no requirements. Just like a yachid, someone who doesn't know there's such a thing as Shabbos and is mechal Shabbos, he brings a carbon. There's no din of bittul mixas akiyah mixas in regard to a regular yachid. We only find this din in regard to Bezdin and in regard to kohen gadol. So this din applies, like it says in the Mishnah clearly in Dav Zayinim and Aleph, that Bezdin has to dafka be mevatel mixas kohen mixas. Bezdin says oikir kol aguv does not have a chiyuv carbon, and kohen gadol also by kol ha'teira has to be mevatel mixas and mekayim mixas. If he's oikir kol aguv, he's potter. And then by avodah zarah, Bezdin has to be mekayim mixas and mevatel mixas. If Bezdin's oikir kol aguv is no carbon of avodah zarah, what about a kohen gadol according to Rebbe? Do we say that just like Rebbe argues and says that you don't need helam davarim shingas maisa by a kohen gadol b'avodah zarah? So who would then you don't need kiyum mixas or bittul mixas? Well, no, Rebbe just says you don't need helam davarim shingas maisa alone is good enough. But maybe Rebbe's maskim that a kiyum kol aguf is a p'tur, you need kiyum mixas or bittul mixas. So the Achreinim, the Taisus Yamdif, the Be'er Sheva, the Hayri Gever, they're bothered with Mimad of Shechet Shver. If Rebbe argues on that din also, and Rebbe holds that in regard to a carbon of Avodah Zarah, a Kayim Mashiach has absolutely no mile over Yachid, has no further requirements. The din is, you don't need Halam Dover, and you don't need Kiyim Mixas or Bittul Mixas. So why did the Gemara wait till this Mishnah of Helam Davarim Shigas Maisa to make the diak that the Mishnah sounds like it's Rebbe? Because the Mishnah made the chilik of Kayim Mashiach in regard to Kalatar Kula. The Mishnah said V'cheinah Mashiach in regard to Kalatar Kula. And then it says V'loi B'Vedis Kechavim and didn't mention Mashiach V'Vedis Kechavim. Is there right that that requirement of Helam Davarim Shigas Maisa doesn't apply to Mashiach B'Vedis Kechavim? Why don't we make it on the earlier Mishnah? The earlier Mishnah, which mentions the requirement of kiyum mixas or bittul mixas, says the same words. Ein bezen chayavim ad sheivatul mixas kai mixas, v'chein ha-mashiach, v'chein ba'avedis kechavim, you need mevatul mixas kai mixas. You have the same diak, but a kai mashiach v'adizar didn't mention. Vaisis kai mashiach doesn't have the requirements. Vaitik goes like Rebbe. Why do we have to wait for this Mishnah? We had exactly the same deek in the previous Mishnah. Elamai, you'll tell me, because Rebbe's maskim, legabe the requirement of kiyum mixas and bittul mixas, a kai mashiach has. Rebbe just says you don't need the requirement of helam davarim shigas maisa, but the requirement of kiyum mixas and bittul mixas, the p'tur of being oikir kol aguf, that you have, that Rebbe's maskim you have. So the Gemara couldn't have made this deek because it wouldn't still like Rebbe either. Even according to Rebbe, a kai mashiach v'adizara needs a kai mixas l'vatel mixas. So if Regan Nachrenim, if that's the case, why did Gemara say v'tizbara, mizdoine karshu gosse chatas mikatani? It didn't mention that a kai mashiach v'adizara also has to be zdoine karshu gosse chatas. It didn't have to go to the next Mishnah, it could have gone to the previous Mishnah. And it should have said v'tizbara, v'kiyim mixas l'bitel mixas mikatani. And you see from the previous Mishnah, a Deeg is not a good Deeg. You have to go to the next Mishnah. The earlier Mishnah is that way. That's what's bothering these Achreinim, Pshatavish Shaila. Vayrigeva speaks about it. The emphasis is they mask him, and we're going to speak soon. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. I mean, in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis, it's Mavur that Rava is clear that according to Rava, Rebbe would argue on Eikah Kalaguf or so. Klarma first, we're going to speak it out. So according to Rava, you certainly have the other problem, that why didn't the Gemara make the diak on the previous Mishnah? If Rebbe argues not only about the requirement of Helam Davim Shigas Maisa, he also argues about the requirement of Kiyum Mixas and Bittul Mixas, so we could have made the diak on the previous Mishnah. But these Achreinim, the Be'er Sheva, the Hayri Gever, they want to taina that according to Abaye there, we're going to read Abaye and Rava soon, it's Bechal not Mukhrich. According to Abaye, you could say that Rebbe's maskim that even though a Kohen Gadol does not need Helam Dov Meshigas Maisa, but he does need Kiyam Mixes Bito Mixes. And if a Kohen Gadol, even by Vaidizar, is like a Kalaguf, he has a Ptur. And the Hayri Gevik points out, the Yishalmi says that Mefurish. The Yishalmi says what the Achrayim above, the Dwight of Bavli doesn't say. When the Yishalmi says this Vitizbura, when the Yishalmi says he can't be Medayik that this Mishnah goes like Rebbe, because it didn't mention that a Kayim Mashiach Bavay Dezaret needs Halam Dav Mashigas Maisa, but what about the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah also didn't mention that a Kayim Mashiach needs bittul mixes of key and mixas, and of course that's true even according to Rebbe. Rai says you can't be medayik that way. The Shaila wanted to Bavli bring the Raya from the previous Mishnah. But from the Yishalmi you see clearly that Rebbe only argues and holds you don't need Helam Davim Shigas Meister, but Rebbe still is masking that you need key and mixes of bittul mixas. But the Meroi Meisadda says that it's not Shaykh. The Meroi Meisadda in its Siv, he says that it can't be. Because the whole din of kiyum mixes or bittul mixes is a din naira. If Bezin makes a psak to be oikah kol aguf, it's not a raw b'chlal. That's not a psak. You're not gairis the mitzvah. It's not a psak. If you made a mistake in a detail, that's a psak. It's a mistake, but it's a psak. So that could be a psak with a mistake, right? That's what we're saying. V'nelam dover v'loy kol aguf. You have to be nelam a dover. You nelam kol aguf. That's not a psak b'chlal. It's not a mistake in a psak. It's all about a psak. But if you don't need a psak, if shigas mais is enough, so what should be the ptur of helam kol aguf? Then it's civil, it's not shayach such a thing. Now he holds that, the Gemara asked on this Mishnah, but the Gemara means on both Mishnayos. The Gemara is diuk, that why didn't it mention that a kayim mashiach b'avay dezara needs helam davim shigas maisa is hu adin. A question, why didn't the previous Mishnah mention that a Kayim Mashiach Bavet Azar needs Kiyam Mixes a bit of Mixes? It's Hainu Hach. It's one question on both Mishnayis. Because it's Tali Habaha. If a Kayim Gadol needs Aira, from the Tnoi Aira is, it has to be Kiyam Mixes a bit of Mixes. If a Kayim Gadol does not need Aira, so then it's impossible to say he needs Kiyam Mixes a bit of Mixes. It's only a din in the Aira. So what do you do with the Yishalmi? The Yishalmi is mefurish. Rebbe said it means the Yishalmi. Not that way. The Yishalmi is mefurish. The Rebbe only argues in Shigas Maisa. He doesn't argue about a curious kol aguf. So the Nitziv says it's a machlokes amiram. The Nitziv wants to learn that way in the Gemara earlier in Daf Dalet. I don't want to be meirich about the pshatav in Daf Dalet, but basically the two mahalchem in the Gemara. What is the din of kiyam mixas or bittul mixas? What is the din of a curious kol aguf? Is a problem. Shmuel had said there that Bezin has to be Meir B'davar She'en Atztukim Meidabai. If Bezin says, not like a Mefurish Pasuk, that's not a Ra'a B'chlal. Zulkari Be'rav. Alani Rishenim Shteltsu Shmuel to the din of Akiris Kalaguf. The Rambam puts it together. Rabbeinu Yonason puts it together. The Taizer Rosh puts it together. Alani Rishenim Shteltsu the two Alachas together. That's how he learns the shayla of Charisha, if Tzukum Amaydibay or not, it's one shayla. Because they're learning that this din that you need, Vanalam Dava V'loy Kol Aguf, is a din in Daira. It's not a din stomach Zeris Akasim, it's a din in Daira. That's the same din of Ein Tzukum Amaydibay. It's also not Daira. If you don't know Farish Apostle, it's not called Daira B'chlal. It's one din. So Ayvazai, it follows that if a Kohen Gadol by Vedazar doesn't need Hira, like going to Rabbi Shigas Mais is good enough. So there's no makom to say that if he was Eike Kalaguf, he's Pater. That's a din in the Hira. But Taisus earlier on Dav Dalid, he asked Akasha, according to Shmuel that holds, that a Dover She'en at Stukim Maidim Bay. I mean, a Dover She'en at Stukim Maidim Bay is not called Hira B'chlal, so why do we need a Pasuk? Fakirus Kalaguf, any time you being Aika Kalaguf, that's gonna be something when it's Tukum Agnami Maida, because the Kalaguf is usually written Beferish in the Torah. So Taisa the Teretz is talking about Bita Manu Sase. With there it's a Kalaguf, but it's not Beferish in the Torah. You see from Taisus that it's Tudinim. There's Din it's Tukum Maidabai, which that's Pshat is not Aira, and there's another Din, Xeris Akasa of Kalaguf. The Chinuch also, the Chinuch in Vayikra, by the Parashah Palayim Davish Tzibah, when he says the Tanaim, he brings a Tanaim that a curious Kol Aguf is a Ptur, And he says, v'zeh gzeiris akosiv. And then he says, which is to give a tam to it. But he says he didn't hold this because it's not a ra. You wouldn't call that gzeiris akosiv. That's a logical thing. It's not a ra. Like the avishen stukim v'edemai. But he says, it's sad to say, and the stam gzeiris akosiv, when you eike kol guf is a p'tur karbon. If you're going to learn it's not a din in the ra, it's stam gzeiris akosiv, that any time the Avera came on Yedea, curious call a goof, that's a pointer. So Ayyubazah, you could learn like this, that even though Rebbe by Averis Kechav and Makayim Mashiach doesn't need Ayra, Shingas Mais is good enough. That's because he learns that from the Pasuk, like the Gemara says, Techta Bishkaga, that Shingas Mais is good enough. But Legabe the Xeris Akasav of Anelim Davar, Veloy call a goof, that Xeris Akasav, he doesn't have him for Shemachayim. So Mela Kain Gadol would still have the requirement that a curious kala guf would be a p'tur, even though Yachid doesn't have that requirement. So that's what the Netziv says, Yishalmi holds that way. The Yishalmi doesn't put it together, he wants to make it a machlokes in the Bavli Yosef. The Yishalmi doesn't put together the din of a curious kala guf together with the din of Stukim Eidema. Yishalmi holds Xerius Akasiv. If it's Xerius Akasiv, so then you could say that even the Rebbe holds you don't need a rabbi, a vayda zara, by Mashiach, but still, the Xeris Akasav that a curious kol aguf is a p'tur would apply. Masha'enkein, the way he's learning in the Bavli, the Dig and the Rambam that was saying, Rabbi Yenison, the Taisir Rosh, that the sight of a curious kol aguf is because it doesn't have a din ayra, it doesn't have a teris ayra. So Avada, Tziv is right, that if a kohen gadol doesn't need ayra, there'll be no makam to make a p'tur of a curious kol aguf. That's one inyan. Now also I want to discuss this inyan, which the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses. What's the case of Shingas Maisa by Avodah Zarah? By Kala Terekula we have two things. You could not know the halacha, that's Helam Davarim Shingas Maisa. You don't know that Chalev's Aser, or that this particular Chalev is a Chalev that's Aser, is Chalev, Chalev Shaladakin, Chalev Shalakerev. You don't know that Nida's Aser, or you don't know this particular case is an Issa Nida. You don't know that this particular thing is a malacha on Shabbos. This is Helam Davarim Shigas Maisa. Or you could have Shigas Maisa Greda. You know all the halachas, but you mixed up. You think it's Shuman, it's really Chalev. You think the wife's not an Ida, she's really an Ida. You know the whole Hilchah Shabbos, but you forgot that it's Shabbos. That's Shigas Maisa. There's no Helam Davar, there's no halacha that you're missing. You're missing the Metzias. You have a Shigas Maisa. What's the case of Shigas Maisa by Avodah Zarah? You don't know that this Avodah Zarah is also fine. But what's the case of Shigas Maisa? It's like this. If the guy goes into a Beis Avodah Zarah, he thinks he's in a shul. He's davening mincha. He's bowing down for mincha in the shul, and it's really a Beis Avodah Zarah. He says, that's not a Avodah Zarah b'sheg, it's not a Avodah Zarah. Aliv l'shamayim. So even person sees a statue. He thinks it's not a statue. He bows down to the statue, thinking it's not a statue. Really, it's an Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, it depends. If when he bowed down to the statue, his kavanah was to mekabel the statue as a god, so even if it's not a statue, that's a avodah zarah. That's not a sheikh, that's amazing. Elamai, he thought it was a statue, and he went to bow down to the statue to give kavod to the king. And then he found that afterwards it's an avodah zarah. He says, that's not a avodah zarah b'sheikh, it's not a avodah zarah. If you didn't have any intention of divine worship, it's b'chol not a avodah zarah. So what's the case of Shigas Maisa? If you knew that you're doing divine worship, so then that's Avodah Zarah. If you didn't know, that means you weren't. That's B'cholman Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah with Shigas Maisa? Halam Dav, we understand. You think that the Torah only asked Avodah Zarah if you bow down. But really, the Torah also asked Avodah Zarah if you shach the carbon. You didn't know this particular form of Avodah Zarah was Nichol on the Isra Torah of Avodah Zarah. That's not knowing the halacha. That's Helam Dav. What's the case of Shigas Maisa? So the Gemara says, Abayi wanted to bring us a riot to his yisayin that Ovid Me'ahava V'yira is Chayiv. So the Shaila is what it means. Rashi says it means he didn't know that Ovid Me'ahava V'yira is Chayiv. The Shaila is, why is that called Shigas Maisa? That sounds like Helam Dav. Taka, a good kasha. The Achreinim here asks this kasha. It's a kasha in the Gemara Sanhedrin. We won't go into it. And Rava said that the case of Shigas Maisa, because Rava holds that Hav Mir is Pater, Rava said the case of Shigas Maisa is that he was Eike Kol HaGuf. That's good for the case of Shigas Maisa. So according to Rava, it's also clear in the previous discussion, everyone's maskim, that Rebbe, who says Ichayev Shingas Maisa, and Rava says the case of Shingas Maisa means when you Eikah Kol HaGuf, obviously Rebbe argues and holds that Eikah Kol HaGuf is also Chayev, just like he argues the guy with Shingas Maisa, he argues in Eikah Kol HaGuf, Adarab, it's one machlekes, it's one case. But that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara has a hard time finding what's the case of Shingas Maisa without Helam Dava by Avodah Zarah. By Chaylev, it means, you know, all the halachas, he didn't realize it was Chaylev, he didn't realize she was a Nida, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. But by Avodah Zarah, if he didn't realize it was an Avodah Zarah, that's not Avodah Zarah b'chlal. So Rashi said, Abaye says something about Ovid Mehavir, and Rava says you mean Eikah Kol HaGuf. So the Achreinim here, the Keren Eira, and the Merei Mesada and the Chazon Ish, says the Chayin is a pasha, the case. We have before that Heron means Dafka when the Kain Gadol is a Mufla. If the Bezon's a Mufla and he's not a Mufla, he's not a Gila Hira, that's not called Eira b'chlal. It's called a Shagig. If he thought it was Mutter, if you don't need Hira, someone thinks it's mutter. He's not a gilera. He thinks something's mutter. He didn't realize it was aser. He's a shaking. But that's not helam davrim shingas meisa. It's not a hira. So the chaya, the Gemara could have said a pasha to teretz that the kain gadol wasn't the mufla. Or I would add the pshat is even if he was a mufla. But he never thought about it. He didn't make a psak. He never thought about it. He assumed it was mutter. He never thought about it. That's not a hira. The Achareinim say, Nechanami, who are din? The Merei Mesada was saying there's another Gemara there which needed this teretz. But Nechanami, Lechayit is a very simple case where you have a, where you don't have Helam Davrim Shigas Maisi. You don't have, where the Pshat is he didn't know the halacha, but not like he had a psak that it was mutter, because he either wasn't a Gileira, or like my case, he never thought about it. That's the Chayit Pasha, the case of Machlaikis Rebbe and the Chacham. Now the Karenayim was bothered with the Lashon Rambam, Perik des Vav Alacha Gimel, and the Rambam says, "Im shagag b'maisibul vad b'loy hayra, bein avodah zarah bein mishayim mitzvos eini mevi karban klal." That a kohen gadol needs a ra to bring a carbon. If he shagag b'maisibul vad bein avodah zarah bein mishayim mitzvos, he doesn't bring a carbon. Now shagag b'maisibul vad b'loy hayra doesn't sound like he wasn't a mufla, or he didn't wasn't a gil hayra, or he didn't pass. And it sounds like the shagag was in the etzem maisa. So that's why the Kainar is bothered. It's not Maduik in the Rambam, because the Gemara is Mavur. There's no such case of Shagag b'maisa b'vad by Avodah Zarah. Any Shagag b'Avodah Zarah was that you didn't know the Halacha. He could have mentioned, if he didn't have Ayira, then you part the Legami. But Shagag b'maisa l'chari doesn't stim. As I affect the Kainar in the Rambam. But the Merei Mesada says, I have a case of Shagag b'maisa also. Because the Halacha is by Avodah Zarah, you're only Chayev v'chatas, or Misa, in a case where there's either an avodah kein pnim, a shchita, a zrika, a nisuch, or a shtachava, or an avodah kedarka. You have an avodah kedarka, that is a derech to be able to this avodah zar, like zarek evan lemarkulis, even though zrika savanim is not an avodah kein pnim, it's not a shtachava, it's avodah kedarka. Those are the cases where you chayev by avodah zar. So let's say somebody wanted to be able to a certain avodah zar. And he wanted to be Eivet at Shalai Kedarka. He wanted to throw a stone at a certain Avodah Zarah L'Shem Avodah, but this Zarek Evan L'Merkulis is an Avodah. Zarek Evan to Par is not an Avodah. He wanted to be Zarek Evan to Par. That's how he wanted to be Eivet at Shalai Kedarka. Shalai Kedarka is Potter. It turns out that Avodah Zarah happened to be Merkulis. So that's the case of Shigas Maisa. You can't say it's not Avodah Zarah. It is. You did it the Kavan of Avodah Zarah. You can't say Shalai Kedarka, it is Kedarka. This Avodah Zarah does have Kedarka. You didn't realize it was Kedarka. You thought it was a different Avodah Zarah. That's mamash the case of Shingas Maisa. And he says, Enechanami, the Gemara could have said that case. He says there was another Braisa where that case wouldn't defit, but the Gemara could have said that case. So it is a case of Shingas Maisa by Avodah Zarah, Tainet and Nitziv. He says the Gemara in that base is Mavura that way. Because the Gemara in that base learns out from the word Vishkaga that when Bezdin Paskins, that something's mutter, and the kahal did it because it was the schalaf lechelev v'shuman, so it's not mashal in the rave kahal, because b'shkaga, actually kulam b'shkaga achas. So the Nitziv, b'shkaga is not written by Parhel Ndavar Shatzibar. B'shkaga is written dafka by Siri Avodah Zarah. So Elamai, the pshat's like this. The Bezdin Paskin, that kedarka is mutter, as long as you don't have an Avodah Kein Pnim, let's say. And the tzibah did it because it was a schalif lahem, they thought it was shaloi kedarka. But you have to say that the case is shigas maisa shayek by vaydezara, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to learn that from Bishkaga, that when Bezin has a helam davar and the tzibur has a shigas maisa, it's not mitzdarif. So that's what the tziv says, and that would answer the Rambam. There is a case of shigas maisa by vaydezara when he didn't realize that this vaydezara was the vaydezara, that this particular vayda was kedarka. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara goes on, the Mishnah talks about the din that for a carbon, whether it's a parhalam davar shel tzibur or a parakai mashiach or a siri avay dezarim, you need a davar shez doine kar shigas achatas. The Gemara goes into the drasha. The Gemara goes through the various drashas. I want to discuss one inyan. The Gemara talks about the drasha. How do you know b'chlal, the psukim, the parashis and parashis shlach is talking about avay dezar? It says, v'chi sishgu, B'loi sasu is kol ha-mitzvah se'elah. How do we know that that means avodah zarah? It doesn't say avodah zarah there. So Gemara brings various drashas. One drasha is that it says, is kol ha-mitzvah se'elah, which mitzvah is shkul l'knei and kol ha-mitzvah? Avodah zarah. That was Reb Shimon Levi's drasha. The Rebbe had a drasha. It says, Shadibra Hashem al Moshe, and it says, Shatziv Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe. So you have that Hashem spoke to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to you directly, b'yad Moshe, ezu mitzvah shi b'dibura shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tziva adei Moshe, which mitzvah was told directly from Hashem, but the tzivuim, the pratim, were told adei Moshe in other parishes, have ayim ezeh avedis kechavim, the ton of Rabbi Shmuel, neichiv li'ilchah mipi ha'gvura shemanim. Rabbi Shmuel says that a neichiv li'ilchah, that was straight mipi ha'gvura. So what is telzich on this nekuda? First of all, how does the Gemara know that a Neichel Lilacha was directly Piyagvur as opposed to the other Dibrais? So the Ramban al Torah and the Chizkuni and others, they say that it's Meduik in the Psukim because a Neichel Lilacha was said Beloshin Neichach. A Neichel Hashem Lekecha, I. So it sounds like Hashem is talking. Lilacha lihim echerim al panai. Kani Hashem Lekecha kel kana, paikit avin as banim. To my haters, everything that was said, Hashem is talking in first person. Then the next one it says, Lesisa as Shem Hashem Alekecha Lashav, not Lesisa as Shmi Lashav, and Kuleinak as Shem Alekecha as Yisa Shemay Lashav. Right, but Kabinis Avicha it says, Lamani Richa Mecha Adom Hashem Hashem Alekecha Naisin Lach. By Shabbos, it says, Kishesh Yomas Hashem is Hashem Avisaris. Everything is Belosh and Nisner in third person, so that's Mashma that Hashem wasn't talking directly. That's a dik in the Psukim. The Ben Ezra learns that Al Derech HaPshat, very often the Psukim do that way, they switch from Nechach to Nisner without any Klara Tam Al Pipshat, like Loisol and Chalev Chagi Ed Baker, and Reishis Bikur Maskatavi based Hashem Alekecha, that Hashem is talking directly, Lesol and Chelev Chagi, my Chelev Chagi, and then saying, Reish B'chid Maskev, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. But it could be that's a drasha to Gemara, that's what the Rishonim learn, that since the first two Dibris was said B'loshit Neichach, in first person, and the rest of the Aseres Dibris was said B'loshit Nister, that shows you that the first two Dibris were in Piyah Gvura. Now, Kasha Lana Mepharshim ask, including the Ben Ezra, who learns Al Derech Hapshat, that there's no Chilik, the first two Dibris and the other ones, is that the Psukim say clearly, in a number of places, in the Dvarim a few times, that Aseres Advarim Eila Dibar Hashem Kol Kahalchem Bahar, that you heard all 10 Dibrais. So it says that Klai Yisrael heard all the 10 Dibrais that were said in Har Sinai. So what's the Pshat that they only heard the first two Dibrais? It says Mefurish in the Psukim that Hashem spoke these 10 Dibrais to Klai Yisrael. So there are two Mahalchim. One Mahalch, the Ramban says it's al Torah, the Ein Yankov brings, the Kaisiv and the Ein Yankov brings this from the Ramah, brings it here, brings it in Masechtas Makkos, and the Chizkuni says it, and other Mepharshim, that the Pshat is that they heard the Kail, but they didn't understand it. Either you could say they didn't hear the Chitach HaDibur, the Chitach HaEsis, they didn't hear, they just heard the Kail. But the Pshat is a Neichin Le'ilacha was something that they understood directly from Hashem. They got the whole Dibur. Mashenk and all the Aseres HaDibris, even though they heard the Koil, but they weren't able to understand the Kol. They didn't hear the individual words. Moshe had to tell them what Hashem said. They knew themselves what Hashem said. The rest of the Dibris, even though they heard the Dvar Hashem, but they weren't able to understand it, Moshe had to explain to them what Hashem said. That's one mahalach in the Rishonim. There's a second mahalach. The Be'er Sheva, if you know, brings it down from the Avar Benel in the Sefer Ma'aseh Hashem, that says, no, Lo'olam, they were able to hear the entire thing, they were able to understand the entire thing. But Hagufa, Anaychen Lo'ilcha was a direct communication. Anaychen Lo'ilcha was addressed to them. Hashem was talking to Klal Yisrael. That's why it's B'losh Anaychach. Mashenkin, the rest of the Dibris, they heard the Dibris, but the Dibris that they heard was being addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu. They heard Hashem tell the Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were even able to understand it. But the Nevuah wasn't addressed to them. So that says the Chaim in Anaych Lilacha, when the Melech talks to you directly, that's one darga. Even if you hear the Melech, but if the Melech tells his sire to tell the people kach v'kach, even if the people hear him tell that to the sire. But does Hashem not say to darga? That's why Anaych Lilacha was a direct communication from Hashem, as opposed to the other Dibris, which even though they were able to understand the communication, but it was a communication to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them the communication of Hashem, even though they already heard it. Now, another nekuda, which is negated to this drasha and to the next drasha. A very famous machlokes Rishonim, the Bahag, from the first Meini HaMitzvahs, the Bahag and the other original Meini HaMitzvahs from the Gaonim, most of them went in the Shittas of Bahag in this. They do not count the Anaychi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. Anaychi Hashem Elokecha is not counted as a mitzvah from the Tayag mitzvahs. They count the 613 mitzvahs. Anaychi Hashem Elokecha is left out. They don't count it as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. So the Rambam, who does count it, and the many mitzvahs after the Rambam Bederech Klal do count it, he asks, is Mufurish in the Gemara Makis not that way? Because the Gemara says that what's the Tayag mitzvahs? Tayra Tzivah Lona Moshe. Tayra is the Gematria 611. Taf Reish Vav Hei is 611. And those were the 611 mitzvahs that Moshe said, because in Neiche and Le'ilacha, the Gemara says, was it Piyak Vurshmanim? So clearly, Anaych HaLiyacha is Hashlama of the 613. You have 611 from Moshe, and Anaych HaLiyacha with Piyak Vur, that makes 613. Often the Gemara that Anaychi is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Pella on the back. So the Ramban says that Faket, that's fair in the Rambam. Because since Le'ilacha includes Kama mitzvahs, the Rambam actually makes Le'ilacha into four mitzvahs, four laven is Le'ilacha. Le'ilacha, which means not to believe that there's any other gods. Le'isaslacha fesl means not to make an Avedazar even without worshipping it. Le'isashtachavle means not to bow to Avedazar. And Le'isavdim is not to do Aveda to Avedazar. Avedav, Shchita, Zrika, things like that. So how do you learn time down the Rambam? If a Neich and Le'ilacha is a Piyak Vurshamanim, so if I can't, that's five mitzvahs. That's not two mitzvahs. So how could you say that we have 611 mitzvahs from Moshe Rabbeinu and two mitzvahs in Piyak Vur, because a Neich and Le'ilacha is a Piyak Vurshamanim, according to you in a Neich and Le'ilacha, there are six mitzvahs. As Dr. Ramban, this is a pshat in the Bahag. A Neich is not a mitzvah. The Bahag learns that Le'ilacha and L'Sa'aslacha Pesel is the same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah not to have an Avei Dezar. L'Yilacha L'Mechayim Pena doesn't mean not to believe in Avei Dezar. It means not to have an Avei Dezar. Not to own an Avei Dezar. Or not to make an Avei Dezar. Same mitzvah. And L'Sa'ashtachvim L'Sa'avdein is not to worship Avei Dezar, but also the same mitzvah. The Bahag doesn't count it as four separate mitzvahs. The Bahag counts it as two mitzvahs. Those are the two mitzvahs of Piyak Vur Shemanim. A Neich and L'Yilacha and Piyak Vur Shemanim has in it two mitzvahs. One is Le'ilacha, together with Hasaschal Pesel, is one mitzvah not to have an Avei Dezar, and the other mitzvah is Shtachlam L'Savdim, is not to worship the Avei Dezar. So if I get, the Gemara is a riot to the Bahag. What's out the Rambam? So the two Mahalchim, some of us should learn in the Rambam, and the Rambam holds thus just the Pasuk of Le'ilacha was in Piyak Vura. The rest of the Dibur, L'Savdim, Pesel, etc., was not in Piyak Vura. Lefize, you have to say, not like what we said before, that the diak is because it's B'losh Anaychach, because the pasuk continues on B'losh Anaychach. You have to say a different reason how the Gemara knew that Anaychi and Le'ilacha is a Piyak Vura. But dafka neichel lilchad, only those two in piyeg vur, not the rest of the dibur, not the leisaslech al pesel and leisishtachvim leisavdeim, that would not be piyeg vur. There's another mahalach that the other three mitzvahs over there, leisaslech al pesel and leisishtachvim leisavdeim, they're all mentioned in other places in the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu did tell us those mitzvahs. It wasn't only mipiyag vura. So it fits the words, Torah tzivalanu Moshe, because Moshe did teach us 611 mitzvahs. Because those three mitzvahs, even though the mitzvahs over here, and the Rambam brings these psukim as a mitzvah, but they're also in other places in the Torah, mipi Moshe. Mashenken and Neichel Nilecha, those two mitzvahs are nowhere else in the Torah. Because the Rambam holds that a neichi is a mitzvah of emunah Hashem. Layilacha is a mitzvah not to be maimon and other avodah zarah. That's not mentioned anywhere else in the Torah. Laisaslecha pesel is mentioned about not making avodah zarah, laisishtachvim, laisavdeim. In other places in the Torah, it is mentioned not to have an avodah zarah, not to bow to avodah zarah, not to be eved avodah zarah. So that's Torah tzivul on the Moshe. Now another nekuda in this machlokes, the Rambam and Bahag, is the Tashbats. He says, he has a mafurish raya from this Gemara in Hariyah Stavches, like the Bahak. What's the raya? The next drush of the Gemara is the Ve'er Rishmol Tana, Lemina Yoyim Hashet Siva Hashem V'holo Dereis Eichem, Ezu Mitzvah Shenem V'tchil HaVayim Ezu Avedis Kechav. So that's his drush. What was the first mitzvah? Avedis Ar. So since it says, Lemina Yoyim Hashet Siva Hashem V'holo Dereis Eichem, that means the first mitzvah of Avedis Ar. So Gemara says, no, that's not true because it was mitzvahs in Mara. So that's how the Gemara slugs up the drasha. But the Gemara thought that the mitzvah started at Har Sinai. That's what the Gemara thought. And the Gemara said, so the first mitzvah was Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Tashbats, that's not true. The first mitzvah was a Neich Hashem Alekecha. That was the first mitzvah. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was a Neich Hashem Alekecha. He says, L'char, it's mamish mefurish in this Gemara that a Neich Hashem Alekecha does not count as a mitzvah. So in Mel, the first mitzvah is Le'ilacha, Avodah Zarah. If you hold like the Rambam, then a neichi is a mitzvah. So what's the pshat that the first mitzvah is avodah zarah? A neich Hashem lekech is not avodah zarah. This is the Shvatz in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. He also speaks about it in his Sefer Zayir Akia and Minyan Mitzvahs and Asin Yon Aleph. He says a few possible terutzim to answer the Rambam. One is that a neichi also means avodah zarah. A neich Hashem lekech means they have to be maimin and the Eved Shtan not avodah zarah. But he's bothered because you could be over on the mitzvahs, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, and not be over Avodah Zarah. You could say that there's no Hashem Lekecha Chalila, but that's not Avodah Zarah. You don't bring a carbon on denying Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. The inquiry is that maybe Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Lilcha is considered one mitzvah. It's considered one big mitzvah. So that's called the mitzvah of Rishayna, but he says that also wouldn't help the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs. If it's two mitzvahs, then the first mitzvah is a neichi, and the second mitzvah is a yilcha. So right, the yilcha is not the second mitzvah. He says, maybe the Gemara meant it's like one dibur. A neichi yilcha is like one dibur. He declares that maybe, even though traditionally, we always neman that the seris ha-dibris was, a neichi is the first dibur, a yilcha is the second dibur, but maybe not. Maybe a neichi yilcha is considered one dibur, and leisaslech al-pesel is considered the second dibur. But he doesn't like that pshat so much. He says, maybe you could say in other Terence that since the first lav is Avodah Zarah, Li'ilacha, so even though it's an assay beforehand, but the karbanis are coming on a lav. Karbanis aren't an assay. Karban's always on a lav. So Mamela, when he's saying the first mitzvah, meaning the first mitzvah, it's possible for a karban to come, which is a lav. The first lav is Li'ilacha. That's what he says. That's Mestama how the Rambam would learn. But the Bahag learned Kipshutai, the Li'ilacha is the first mitzvah, Neichi doesn't count as a mitzvah. That's what the Tashbat says. But in Sushant, it's already was a shmuz in the Rishayna before the Tashbat. So you have the Me'iri, which the Tashbat didn't have. The Me'iri says, U'mashamarnu b'kan, Ezu mitzvah she'tchila zu'a v'rezar eloyshe, Dibu lo'yia hu arishin, K'may she'dimu rabim. Sounds like a lot of Rishayna learn like the Tashbat. The Li'ilacha elimachayim, that's the first mitzvah, Neichi is not a mitzvah. No. El av dibra neichi was har el avodah zarah. Sherek kfir b'mitzusi is barach v'emuna b'zalosi ha'kol avodah zarah. V'chein sherek kfir b'mitzusi u'sibul avodah skulam v'yesek al tzorah shemayim. Neichi is avodah zarah. And Rashi pretty much says that already. Rashi says Ezu mitzvah shenem v'tchila Rashi says, if I'm mizor v'edizor, the ksiv v'tchila seseres dibis, anoichi v'lo yelucha. I know v'edizor. So Rashi is saying, anoichi is also v'edizor. What's the pshat? I, the Tashbats, is asking, you don't get bring a carbon, I'm being over an anoichi. So Rucham Shfishel Perlau, in his Sefer HaMitzvah Serb Sadigayin, in Asay Gimel and Dalin, he says, it's Memes and Shver according to the Tashbats also, because the Bahag holds, like we said before, that Layilacha means not to have Avodah Zarah. You don't bring a carbon for having Avodah Zarah. Layilacha doesn't mean not to worship Avodah Zarah. Layishtachlam Laysavdeh means not to worship Avodah Zarah. Layilacha means not to have Avodah Zarah. So you don't bring a carbon on Layilacha. So I think the pshat is that as long as the Pasuk is discussing an inyan of Avodah Zarah, that's already enough to say that the Chishishkuv Laysasu, as Kol HaMitzvahs, Lemenayayim HaShetziv Hashem V'Holder Eseichem, that the first mitzvah was discussing about Avodah Zarah, even though that particular mitzvah you don't bring a carbon. That you learn that from a different limud. For a carbon, you need something which is chayiv kares, which is dainei kares, and shegasa chatas. That's what you need for a carbon. That's the other limud of the Gemara. And enechanami, being oivan anechi, or even being oivan liyilacha, even if you're the Rambam, that liyilacha means Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mean being oivan Avodah Zarah. It means believing in Avodah Zarah. You don't bring a carbon for believing in Avodah Zarah if you never Avid. The Rambam brings the Pasuk of Layilcha and Hilchas Yisaydi Atera. He brings the Pasuk of Yishtachvim Laysavdim and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Layilcha, he brings in Hilchas Yisaydi Atera. It's a din in Amunah. Amunah, you don't bring a carbon for not having Amunah. Even for having Amunah in Avodah Zarah. But once we're discussing Avodah Zarah in the first mitzvah, so then we know that the Pasuk's talking about Avodah Zarah. But which do you bring a carbon on? You bring a carbon on Karis of Avodah Zarah. But since it's a discussion of Avodah Zarah, that's good enough to call it the first mitzvah. So who din anechi, like the Miri says, it is discussing Avodah Zarah. Emunah and Eibishta is an inyan which is related to Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara's drasha. And now let's see one more inyan. The Mishnah goes further. The Mishnah says, "Ein chayavin ala seva loisa seishib mikdash ve'em mevin oshan tole ala seva loisa seishib mikdash." There's no din of parhelm davar shel tzibur on tumas mikdash v'kadashav. There's no chatas. It's a carbon oil of a yerid. So in such a case, there's no din parhelm davar shel tzibur. The bezdin won't be chayiv if they make a mistake and say that a tameh is allowed to go into the base of mikdash. That's the loisa say. The asay is the chiv to go out of the mikdash. And also there's no din ashim tali. Ashim tali is only when it's on when it's a vaday, you bring a chatas. So then on a suffix, you bring an ashim tali. Mashenken, when a vaday, it's not a chatas kavua, it's a leviyarid. So mela, there's no din of ashim tali. But then the Gemara says, aval chayovim, ala seva loisei shebenida. You are chayiv if you make a mistake and permit someone to be boil a nida or asei shebenida, which we'll get to in a second. Umevim ashim tali, ala seva loisei shebenida. Ezu mitzvah says say shibanida, pereish min anida, u mitzvah sloisa say, al tave al anida. So the mitzvah sloisa shibanida is clear. It means that Beza made a mistake about the isser to be by al anida. But what's the mitzvah say shibanida, which it says pereish min anida? So Rashi says, pereish min anida means abstain from anida, samuch levesta. Kadei shloite roye b'shas tashmish. Sechsiv yizartim is mei Yisrael, the Mepharish Gemara Masechta Shavuos, that there's an iser asay to be boiled b'shas tevesis. So it sounds like from Rashi that the Bezdin is mechayev, and also you'd bring an Ashim Tali. If Bezdin paskin that there's no iser b'shas tevesis, or they made a mistake in the details of the iser b'shas vesta, they allowed someone not to keep the hilchas vestas and to be boiled b'shas vesta. And Rav Tziba did up him, so male, they bring a carbon. That's the chaya, how would you learn? But the Rishaynim, the Taisa Rosh Eifinart, and also the Rishaynim and Shavuos, and Afid Zayinim, Beis, Chesim, and Aleph, and Shavuos is a big sugya about this topic. And the Rajma, the Ran, the Ridva, they ask the Kasha, two Kashas and Rashi. First of all, there's a sugya Nida that says that Vestas is their abundance. Actually, a Machoikis is a big child, but the Psak Halacha is that Vestas is their abundance. So the whole din of Vestas is only Nisa Derabanan. So how's it Bechlal Shayich to bring a carbon on a Nisa Derabanan? It's very schwer. And second, Even if you want to say that this is an isa deraisa, but all it is an asay. It's not a lav. It's an asay. It's certainly not a kares. So even if it's deraisa, how could you bring a korban to being over an asay? Even if Nezim Paskins, even if you're saying that the Isser of Prisha Samach Leves is an Isser Asay, and Vizayitim is Mnei Shom Itumaisam, this Azor is not an Asmachta. It's a real Drasha. But it's only an Asay. How could you bring a carbon for being Ivan Asay? That's the two kashas. First of all, there's a Sugya in the second bag of Nidah Daf Tezvav designed that Vesis is Durabonan. So B'chal Tzan Isser Dereis, but Isser Dereis, it's an Isser Asay. So the Rosh brings, and it's really the Sugya and Shuas, but the two Gesayis in the Sugya Shuas, it can't be Marech about the Sugya and Shuas, but the Rishayim, they are Marech, they bring, Rashi would fit with the Rebbeinu Hananel's Girsa. The Rashi and Shuas Gufa doesn't learn like Rashi, they all ask the Stira and Rashi. That's Taka Bissel Shver. But the Sugya and Shuas, Lafi Girsa's Rashi and Shuas is that the Aseisha Beninda is that if somebody's in the middle of Tashmish, and the Isha is piercing Nidam while he's in the middle of Tashmish, so there's an Isser Asay to be Pirish be'Ever Chai. When the Eva is still Bekaishi, there's an Isser to be Pirish. You learn from Asay, Vatini Dosa love, that even B'Shas Nida, you have to be on her. You can't be Pirish, there's an Isser to be Pirish. But that Isser is also a love. That's what you learn from the Asay, that you're over an Isser of Bias Nida by being Pirish be'Ever Chai. Being Pirish be'Ever Chai blames the Bias Nida, Shitziyasa and Allah could be Asa. What you have to do is, you have to be noit sipon of bekarka, b'shoye, and wait until it's not an ever chai, and then you can be perish. So that's the assay. The assay is perish, meaning, don't be perish from the nida while the ever is bekaishi, be perish only when the ever is not bekaishi anymore, and that's a heter. So if Bezdin Paskin, that when someone's mishamishim at a tahira, and she's nitmis v'em satashmish, they could be perish be'evachai, or they should be perish be'evachai. So that's the mitzvah say shebenida. If Rav Tzibur, be very strange such a thing, but if Rav Tzibur would have had this case, that the Isha would be pierced and nida be'em satashmish, and Rav Tzibur would be coursed at a psak and a bezin to be perish be'evachai, so bezin would have to bring a parallel of Vishal Tzibur. So how do we answer the two kashas that we shain him though in Rashi? Rashi here says that the Asay means the Asay of Vestas. So first, has a shtim with the psak that Vestas the Durabonan. And second, even if it's the Raisa, how could you be Chayiv Korban on Asay? So about the Shaila Vestas the Durabonan, Kam Achreinim and Bemisin is in the Rishainim ready also, Neman, that there's a Nafgamina. The Sugi there is discussing what's the halacha if it's over the Zman Vestas, do you have to be Chayishish me the Raisa that she became Tmeya? It's already past the Zman Vesis. You're not in the Zman Vesis now. You're after the Zman Vesis. Is there a Dimi Deraisa to be Chayshah she became a Nida at that time? And Afgamina Lagabi Tyrus also. If she touches something, and then she's Batku Matzah Tmeya, is there a Din that the other thing becomes a Tamei Vadai? The old Vesis Deraisa. The Pshan is, in Deraisa, you have to be Chayshah Shvatumi after Neman that she became Tamei, unless she was Baidik and found herself Tar. But we old Vesis Durabonan, Midaraisa, you don't have to be Chayshah, she became Tomei. The Chshash that she became Tomei is only a Din Durabonan. But that's out after it's over the Zman Vesis. The Chshash, the Zman Vesis itself, there isn't Issa Duraisa to be Boil. There's already an Eid of Yehuda. It's in Yeridei, Simon Nun Hei, and Simon Nun Vav. It's a Chsam Sefer, Simon Kuf Ayin, and Simon Kuf Ayin Tes. It's all brought in the Pesachei Tshuva. And Hilchas Nida Siman Kufay Meidalat Siv Gimel, he says himself that the Chsam Sefer already mentions. He says it Nasan Adler held that way, but he says it's already in the Rishayim. It's in the Bedek Abayis, in the Teres Abayis, in the Shire of Prisha, that the Ra'ah and Bedek Abayis held that way. The Ritva and the Ran and Shuas also discusses the possibility of that Svara, and the Ramban. The Rishayim and Yevamis are very much mashman that way also. The Gemara in Yevamis says, and that samach beizim and beiz that a yitzel derech tzarech lifkid es ishta yifil samach levestas. So the Rashba there in Teres Abayis and other Rishayim say that's a rayin of vestas of their abanan, because if vestas would be their isa, how could you be mekel by yitzel derech? But Taisus and the Rosh over there in Yevamis and other Rishayim say fakir. Rabbeinu Tam says that tzarech lifkid ishta does not mean tashemita. And the Lashon of Taisus and the Rosh B'Shemev Ein Etamli and Yevamis is, because how could you be Maker with Tashmish? The Pasuk says, V'zaitim es b'nei Yisrael mitumaisam as hara l'bnei Yisrael shi'ifishu mimaleim samach levesta. So how could you mat the Tashmish? It means, but divrei ritzui. Without Tashmish. Just talking to her. So v'keret, so those Yishenim also mashma that it's the Raisa. Because otherwise, what's the Kash? It says, V'zaitim es Yisrael mitumaisam. It's mashma, it's the Raisa. The Rosh says, Mefurish, it's the Raisa. It's the Pella, because in Nida, he says, Mefurish, that the Issa is an Issa der Rabbanan. But there's already Mekairis in the Rishenim. They're all in bed, the Kabayas, the Ridvon, the Ran discusses it a bit, so Nida, the Rishenim, and Yevamis are mashma that way. There are Mekairis in the Rishenim that the Issa is an Issa der Raisa. And the two ways to explain the Lumdis, why is it that after the Zman Vesus, we say Vesus der Rabbanan, and we're not Cheshish that she had it in the Raisa, we Neman, she has a Cheskis Tara, and when not chayshes she had a riyam midiraisa. That's only the rabbanon, but there's still an issa to be bail b'shas vesta. The Noda Yehuda in Siman and Hay and Vav and Yaredei, like we said, the Noda Yehuda says this is the chilik, because there's a chilik between Shema Meis and Shema Yomus. If you have a question if somebody actually died, the Chazaka paskins that question. So if a question if someone died in the past, the Chazaka says Yizichah didn't die. So Mela, we neman that he's still alive. Mashengin, if you want to know if he will die in the future, even in the immediate future, the halach is no chazak is saying that he won't die in the immediate future. The Cheskeschai only says he's alive now. The Cheskeschai does not say he'll be alive in a minute from now. So the Gemara says, Lamash, if someone gives a get to his wife, they'll be chal a minute before he dies. His wife can't eat truma, because maybe he'll die in a minute. But if someone doesn't give such a get, and he goes to the Medina Sayyam, his wife's allowed to eat chuma. We don't say maybe he died, because he has a cheskes chai. But the cheskes chai won't say that he won't die in a minute from now. So Mela, if it's already past the Vesas, so we have a chazaka that she didn't have a riyah. That goes connected in the cheskes of the Vesas, and the psak is that Vesas is only the Rabbanan, midiraisu enough to be cheshish she had a riyah. Mashenkin to be boil b'shas Vesas. There, you're going to have to say she's not going to have a riyah b'emsa tashmish. The Vesa says she will. And you have no chazaka to counteract that. So the issur is not because maybe she had a riyah already. That you have a chazaka. But the issur is that maybe she will have a riyah b'emsa tashmish in a minute from now. You have no chazaka saying she won't, so you merely have to be chayish for that. So it's always also to be boiled b'shas Vesas because she might have a riyah b'emsa tashmish. And there's no chazaka saying that you won't ever read them satashmish. That's how the Neid Behuda says the chilik. That when it's over the Zman Vesus, Vesus is the Rabbanim. We don't assume she had a riyah because she has a chazaka that she didn't have a riyah. And that's stronger than the Vesus. But you still now let me bail b'shas tashmish because maybe she will have a riyah. And there's no chazaka saying she won't have a riyah b'em satashmish. That's one mahalach to be mahalach, that even if Vesas are derabbanan, there's still an issa deraisa to be boil b'shas tashmish, because mi deraisa you have to be chayshish b'shas Vesas for riyah b'shas tashmish. There's no chazaka keneged that. There's another mahalach from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Isuri Bia, Perek Dalad, Halacha Yud Beis, Reb Chaim says the mashmais of the Rambam is mashma, that the issa is deraisa. The Rambam says, Osloi l'odim shavish yisamuch v'esas shematir adam b'shas tashmish, the Magamisha says he means the Rabbanan. He means it's an Asmachta. That's a Rav Yishayim Ho. But the Mishmai said the Ram is that it's the Raisa. So Reb Chaim says, the Gemara in Shavuos we mentioned says an interesting Zach. If someone's Bail an Isha and she becomes an Ida B'em Satashmish, he doesn't bring a carbon. He's an Einus. But if he's Bail an Isha B'shas Vesta and she has, and she becomes an Ida B'em Satashmish, he has to bring a Chatas. So, effective chayim, why? What's the pshat in that? The whole, like the Rishonim, the whole din of Vesas is their abundant. So, what's the chilek? So, come dais, that b'shas vest and shloi b'shas vest to me, their ice is exactly the same, l'chayr. So, why would legabe carbon, which l'chayr needs their ice? What would be the pshat that shloi b'shas vest is boil the isha, she sees dam bem satashmi, she's called an inus? And Mishas Vesta, we don't consider minus. Why? Vesta is not a deraisa concept. Before we get to the vote that it should be the Raisa, even if you hold the Isser is totally an Isser Derabanan, there's absolutely no Isser Deraisa to be built b'shas Vesta. But Zagdi B'chaim, it doesn't mean that Vestas is a Derabanan Dika concept. He brings a Raya. He says, because the Rambam holds that the Cheshbon of Nida and Ziva, when she's a Nida, when she's a Ziva, is dependent somewhat on the Isha Sheyesh Levesis and Ein Levesis. So much, but it affects the laws of Nida and Ziva. The laws of Nida and Ziva, they're Isa. When she's in Nida and she has a din of waiting 7 days, and when she's a Zava, and there's a din of Shemer Shem Kenegan Yaim, or if she's 3 times in a row, she's a Zayin Nikim, those are their Isaidika laws, and they're affected by the Dine Vestis, according to the Rambam. Vice says that the Isa agrees that there's a concept of Vestis. Says the Gemara compares Vestis to Sharamuud. Shara Mu'ud, there's no halacha that we have to nem on that he'll be negech. But there is a halacha that the negicha is a different type of negicha. A negicha v'shara tam is called an einus. A negicha v'shara Mu'ud, no. The yichayev nezuk sholim. It's an under a certain negicha. Same thing with the riyah. Even if there's no halacha, you have to be choshesh, she'll have a riyah. And you'll have to be boiled b'shas vesis. But if she has a riyah, it's a different thing. A riya shaloi b'shas vestas is a mikri. You don't have to be chayshvit. It's called an einus. Masha'en kein a riya b'shas vestas. Even if lahalach, you don't have to be chayshvit, but it's not called an einus. So he's not being mechalik between shema neis and shema yomas. He's saying you don't have to be chayshvit. But it's different. Lahalacha, hilchas nida, the issa, the love of nida is not mechayiv me to be chayshvit. I have to have riya b'shas vestas. And let's say, some rishonim hold me, their eyes is mutter to yivel b'shas vestas. But if she happens to have a riyah, it's different, and I'll have to bring a carbon. It's not called an einus. Shalei b'shas ves is called an einus, b'shas ves is not called an einus. That Zokter B'chaim is muchach according to everyone. Even if you hold, like the Rashba, like the Magen Mishnah, like the Rishonim, that there's no issa deraisa to be'el b'shas vesta, but that much it says in the Gemara in Shavuos Klar, that shalei b'shas ves the riyah b'em satashish is not mechayev a carbon, b'shas ves is yeh mechayev a carbon. Vayistayis is different. Oh, so Zakhtar B'chaim, Oy Bazoi, so then you can learn the Rambam Kipshutai. That about there is a difference, so even if there is no Shash Batsim, but the Torah could give you an assay to ask it to be Bayil. Once we're saying that Vestas is recognized by the Torah, it makes Chalukim and Dinim Deraisa. It makes a Chaluk in the Cheshman of Nidus and Zavis. It makes a Chaluk that if you Bayil Shaloi B'Shash Vesta, and she's emsabems, and she's rasa emsatash, but she don't bring a carbon. But b'shas vesta, you do bring a carbon. So then you could say that it could be an isser asay to real b'shas vesta is not shrek. But the kids in the two malchim in achreinim had to understand why if vesta said there are banan, there's still an isser deraisa to be real b'shas vesta. Either the night vidas mahalach, that we're not chayshish me deraisa, she had a riyah, but we are chayshish, she will have a riyah. Or a b'chaim's mahalach, that there is an Isser Aseh. Vesas Derabanan means that the Etzim were not Cheshish for Riyah, but there's an Isser Aseh anyway, to be extra cautious. So Mel, it's not Shrei the Rashi here. Rashi could go, like the Achreinim, the Behudah, the Ksam Sefer, of Nasan Adlo, Reb Chaim, Rishayin already say it, the Ra'ah and Vedek Abayis, Rabbeinu Tam, in the, that's brought in Taisus and the Rashi and Yivam and Samach Beis. You could learn that Rashi holds, that the Isser, Prisha, the Chiv, Prisha is the Chiv, the Raisa. That is the Yishalmi here. The Yishalmi brings both Pshatim, but the Yishalmi here says that the Asay of Nida is Prish, means Vizatim Reisom to Raisa, Mamish like Rashi. Now, what do we do with the other Kasha? The Yishalmi ask a Kasha, even if it's an Asay, but you can't bring a Chatas on Asay. So the Ran in Shuas already, when he's trying to be Miyashiv Rashi, he doesn't like it, but he read his mitzandet pshat that let's say Bezdin paskins that it's mutter to be boiled b'shas vesta, whatever the case is, or in a certain case, and Rav Tzibi did al p'hem, and the people that did al p'hem, the taka was a riya b'shas tashmish. So, Lamarshal, if it wouldn't be for Bezdin p'sak, if a person thinks that it's mutter to be Be'el B'Shas Vesta, it's Be'el B'Shas Vesta and she has Riyah Bem Stash, and she brings a carbon. So who had been, when Bezdin Paskins, it could be Be'el B'Shas Vesta, and they did it, I'll pee the Psaka to Bezdin, And because of that came out, they were over the Issa Nida. So that could be Miyuchas, the Bezin's Psak, and after being a carbon. So the Ran says he doesn't like it so much, because Lamaisa Bezin never paskin that they could be over the Issa Nida. That happened B'mikra. But you could learn that the Baltim came because of the Psak, just like a person that's Boil B'Shas Vesta, and she's person Nida, has to bring a Chatas, even though Shloi B'Shas Vesta he doesn't. So who had been here, since they were Boil B'Shas Vesta, Peter P'sak Bezin, so Kuntis P'sak Bezin is what caused them to be Boil B'Shas Vesta, and that's why they were over this in Nida, because they were person Nida Mem Satashmish. That's why the Chayiv. The Hayri Gever here from Sal Renishberg, he's Mayrich about this chat, and also the Meril Diskin was aiming on this chat. He wants to learn this way in Rashi. Once you answer the first kasha, that you could say that the din prisha b'shas vesta is deraisa, so then you could say that bezdin paskin that it was mutter, and because of the psak they were boil b'shas vesta, and they all rave tziva had a riyah b'shas tashvish b'shas vesta, and that's all meyuchas to bezdin's psak, bezdin will bring a parhal davish l'tziva b'chai gavna.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.